Hey, John?
Yes, hi Ray.
Hi, yes, here's Andrew now. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today, Andrew?
I just got off of a job. I just walked in the door.
Oh, okay. Hopefully it was a good day today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I understand you were speaking with my representative, Ray. My name's John. I'm the director here, and she wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the placement on Google or how it works?
Well, I'm working with Ali Ali. I was previously with Town Square,
mm-hmm.
and then I was with a company called, what is the name of that company? Oh, boy. It was a smaller company, I think. I'm trying to think. Oh, it's almost there. Anyway, they didn't do much for me. They didn't do a website, but they just had me on there. They said they'd get me on good listing. I couldn't do it, so I switched with from them to Town Square. They were a little bit more they developed my website, and they kept me online, but they said they'd get me a first page on Google.
Uh-huh.
That lasts maybe 5 months, and they didn't, so... Ali Ali called me up and said that they could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with Ali Ali for 3 months, and I guess I'm not on the first page, so.
What the heck? Okay. Let me see what's going on with your Google Business profile first here, Andrew.
Sure.
Okay. Because you can only have one person managing your Google Business profile at a time. So the first thing that pops up to me when you say all this is that maybe there's some discrepancies going on with your Google Business profile, and they may have just suspended your listing, so that way, you know, they can't display it anywhere until we clear the discrepancies.
You can find that out?
Yeah, they'd be able to tell me here. I just got to find your Google Business profile and send it over to them. Interesting. I'm not even seeing a Google Business profile for you.
Joe's Moving LLC?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I even put in your phone number with it. I got nothing. Let me see if I found some Facebook stuff. This is your Facebook.
Let me look on Google.
In Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Okay. I found it. Mm. It's 1204 Bridge Boulevard.
That's it.
Okay. The problem was I looked up this phone number we're on, and it's got the 842-9504 on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's enough.
I got it. All right, give me 1 second. I'll figure this out for you, Andrew. And you said it was Town Square and Ali Ali?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find our company?
Answer the phone.
Oh, okay. We reached out to you. Okay.
He just called. Yeah, she just called.
Okay. Okay. And there's no change in your address, obviously, right? You're still at that 1204 Bridge Boulevard Southwest?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and you're only with Ali Ali? You already got rid of the other company?
Yeah.
Okay. You said that's been going on for 3 months?
Yeah, 3 or 4 months, I think.
Okay. Well, I think the problem with Ali Ali here is that they're using just SEO for you. They haven't completed your Google Advanced verification. But that should have been done already with the other company. I don't know if the other company sent your information over to Ali Ali or not, or what their reason is for not being able to perform. But it's not saying that your listing is suspended, so it's not Google that suspended it. It's just something going on within their agency. They're just, I don't want to bash them, but maybe they're just incompetent because... 90 days, you know, especially if they're partnered with Google, which I actually don't even see that they're a Google partner on the Ali Ali website here. You should definitely be up there. You should have been up there 45, 60 days ago.
So do I ask them why I'm not on the first page? I mean, I call them. I got a schedule with them. Hard to get a hold of them.
I mean, the truth be told, if you're not up there, if you're 90 days, like, they just can't get you up there. The problem is your competitors, you know. I mean, they're also working with Google partner companies. That's how they get up there. It's not that they're better than you. You know, you got 283 Google reviews, and they're all good. So it's not that the guys that are up there are better than you. It's that the marketing agency that they're working with is better than the one that you're working with. That's the reality of it.
Can you get me on the first page?
Yeah, I can get you on the first page, but I can't promise you we'd be cheaper than them. We're not the cheapest, but we pride ourselves on being the best. You know, if you look up our company, I don't know if you're near a computer.
Yeah, what's your name of your company?
Local Splash. So local, like people in your area, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like water, S-P-L-A-S-H. You could look us up at localsplash.com, or you could just look at our Google reviews, see that.
Local Splash.
Yeah, we're in Fountain Valley, California, so we're actually right across the street from Google Building 1. Like, we're a Google partner. So, it's as close as you can get, so, oh, bless you.
Sorry.
You're okay.
Google Splash is Internet Marketing Service. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're right across the street from Google here in Southern California, so it's, you know, it's literally as close as you could get to working with Google directly. We've been in business since 2004, so we got a 20-year track record of getting businesses on the first page and, you know, using a variety of different tools to generate leads and job opportunities for you. But
what's that cost to get on the first page? Your basic.
Yeah, our basic package is $299.
That would get me on the first page?
That'll get you on the first page for 15 different keyword terms or phrases, and that'll cover you for a 50-mile radius from your street address. Full 360 around you, 50 miles.
How do you go further from that?
We'd have to do Google Ads. So those are the ones at the top of the screen. And then your pricing would shift to about $499 per month.
And I would do ads.
Yeah, and then you'll have a sponsored one at the top that says sponsored. So your local area, they'll probably see you on the first page twice, and then you can cover up to 100 with that budget of $499 for a month.
100 miles?
Yeah, from your street address with the $499 budget.
Yeah. I mean, do you do a website for me too?
I can include the website for you too. Yeah, absolutely. I was actually looking at your website right now. Is there anything you'd want to change about it, or do you just feel like these guys will take that if you cancel their service?
Well, month to month with them.
Oh, okay. So you could leave them anytime, but they might take the website if you cancel.
Oh, yeah. I'm guessing they will.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could actually give you a nice upgrade from this website. You know, this is a pretty simple site that they built for you here.
Because I'm paying $500 for them right now.
Yeah, that's pretty normal, but they're not, I mean, obviously you're not on the first page and you're not running any Google ads. And those are really what's going to drive the traffic to your business. That's what most people are using. And 90% of your customers are going to pick a guy off page one. Most people don't go to page two. So I'm sure you know that. That's why you're so adamant about getting this done. But, you know, there's other tools that we have too as a premier Google partner. Like, we have a full online submission for you that's going to put you on the first page of not just Google, but our advanced verification will make you a top option on Bing, on Amazon Alexa devices, and on the Apple Safari search engine for the iPhones. And so that's all four. I mean, the only major search engine you're not covered for on the first page With our local services is Yahoo, and Yahoo just kind of does their own thing there. And then we also do like Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack as some of the directory submissions, which looks like they started working on those, but they're not actually like generating much for you right now. So I'd have to get into those listings and see what's going on. The only way for me to really give you a definitive answer on how to make those other platforms work better for you would be to get in there. But I can absolutely include a website for you just as the short answer. But it would be a custom website design, so it would actually be a pretty significant upgrade from what you currently have. All that we'd ask for you or from you is to send in your logo and then any specific pictures that you'd like to use. But we can actually use your current site. I can take a bunch of screenshots of it, and we could use it as like a starting point. And then if you tell us specifically what you'd want done with it, we could fully customize it, tailor it to your specific wants and needs. And then that'll all be a part of the service. There's no extra charge for that.
Are you guys, like the manager that you set me up with, will he be available to talk to most every day? Do I have to schedule an appointment with him? Or?
Well, yeah, so I'll be your account lead. And then we also have an account management team that's going to be dedicated to your business. So I'm not the only guy you talk to, but if you want something done quickly, I'll absolutely be the one. And then we have a 24/7 customer service available to you too. It's the same phone number. It's just you hit extension 1, and you can have a live operator 24 hours a day, 7 days a week available.
So right now they're dealing me with just SEO, right? That's what you're saying? And I'm not showing up.
Exactly.
I thought they were supposed to do a little bit more than that. I don't know if they're just forgetting or...
Well, no, I mean, so that's what I was telling you, Andrew, is like you have Yelp and you have Yellow Pages and you have Facebook. You have all these directories, so I don't know if they created those for you or if you created them yourself, but you do have some directory submissions that are common in SEO, like the Better Business Bureau and Facebook and Yelp. You do have these things. One of the listings, though, has a major discrepancy, where it's showing as a delivery and junk removal company.
Yeah, I don't know how I got that.
Yeah, it's moving it's Joe's Moving Delivery and Junk Removal. And they're coming up when you look up Joe's Moving LLC. But that's a whole different thing. I mean, this is me looking up your business specifically. What you want in order to get your customers coming in is you want to be on the first page of Google for the services you provide. So if somebody types in like moving company or movers or best moving company, Albuquerque, you know, or the other areas, you want to make sure that you show. And the fact that they're only giving you SEO and you're not showing is a big red flag, especially after 90 days. And then, you know, you also have to understand like your business's total goal isn't just SEO. You don't want to show up just in this local area. You want to cover Albuquerque. You're not even showing in Albuquerque where your address is, but, you know, Rio Rancho, you're not there. Los Lunas, you're not there. Bellin, you're not there. I mean, if you don't show up in your own backyard, you're not showing in any of these surrounding areas that you want to be found in or targeting. So that's the big red flag. If you're paying $500 a month and you're 3 months in, you know, you've invested about $1,500 into these guys and, you know, you're not showing in your own backyard, let alone any of the surrounding areas that you're trying to target. So my solution for you would be to provide you with the local services, plus the Google ads to hit the additional areas. We would need about a week or two just to make sure that the ads are up and running to their full capacity, and we would want to interview you. And then ultimately you'd have to cancel those guys so that way they're not touching your Google business profile anymore.
Yeah.
If we could do all those over the next week or two, then, you know, I can have you in position to make some calls here and make some money coming into the new year.
Are you guys month by month, or is there a contract, like a year?
Well, I mean, a lot of our guys do end up doing like prepays because it saves you money. Like if you do a 6-month prepay with Google ads, I think it's, here, let me get you an exact number here. But to answer your question, yes, you can go month to month, Andrew, if that's your preference. And that's usually how a lot of guys do start out. They start out month to month. But we offer the contracts because there's a lot of business owners that don't want the monthly payment where they just go, you know, I'd rather pay for the year and then or pay it for 6 months and rather than it debiting every month. And then when you do that, it also saves you a lot of money. Like, here, let me give you an exact quote here. So our premier bundles with the, Google Ads, right? If you did it for 6 months, where's the platinum premier? Where are you? Okay. So 6 months is $1,500. That's what you've paid for 3 months of Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, so those prepays save you a lot. If you do a premier with the website, will be thrown in complimentary when you do the annual. It's $2,700, which is huge. I mean, if you're paying $500 a month or $499 a month over the course of 6 months, you'll pay $3,000. This is for a whole year. So, I mean, now you're cutting your bill in half. Instead of you paying $6,000 a month or $6,000 a year at $499 or $500 a month, you know, you're paying only $2,700 for the whole year. So there's a lot of incentives to do those
premier
packages.
Yeah, can you guys guarantee that I'd be on the front page?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're not supposed to guarantee. Unless you're actually doing a program called Google Guarantee, which is another program that they have on the first page. I don't know if you've seen those guys at the top there, say Google Guarantee next to them. But those ones are a pay-per-lead service. And then they guarantee that the homeowner that you're moving, there's a $2,000 insurance and that we vetted you as a business owner. And so that's the most advanced form of Google advertising under the sun right now that you could do. But it's a very in-depth, like, background screening. So they don't want us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of customers from our services. But we can 100% put your business on the first page of the search results. You'll be able to see that placement, you know, with the stuff that you already have within the first 30 to 45 days of signing up with us.
Oh.
And I'm talking about all the areas, not just Albuquerque. I'm talking about all your service areas with the Google Ads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the Google, I can get on the front page. I mean, that's what I'm trying to do because, yeah, when people start, they find the first page, and if they find someone, they'll usually call whoever they'll call everybody on the first page. And
exactly.
They'll probably find because they don't want to keep hunting around.
Yeah, it's actually a statistic. Like publicly, you can watch the statistic. They have it on there, but it says that about 90% on average. It kind of hovers between like 83% and 90%. But they say about 90% of searches are starting and stopping right there on the first page. Like most people don't even go to page two at all, especially when they're looking for a company. Because of the Google verification is going to let them know, like, hey, this guy's verified. We verified his license, his insurance, his business registration. You know, they just have all those peace of mind factors in there. Some people don't even know what to look for out of a business that they're going to hire. And so being able to just go on Google, look up moving company and say, hey, Google's already got my back. They've already vetted this guy. I could just go ahead and hire him. And even if it's more expensive, I know that I'm getting a professional that's not hiding anything. It's not a bunch of guys that are just, you know, oh, we have a moving company and a box truck. You know, you're a verifiable business where if something were to go wrong, get broken or stolen, you're openly have your business out there saying, hey, you know, we're doing good business. If something bad happens, you know where to find us, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a sign of good faith to the community, and that obviously helps. That goes a long way.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you on how you want to do it. I didn't know if you wanted to do the month-to-month or capitalize on one of those 6-month, 12-month prepays. That's totally up to you. but I could definitely I can match the pricing point at $499. I could include that website for you, and then we could also include those Google ads for you, so that way we're hitting the additional areas surrounding Albuquerque that you're not getting exposure in right now.
So 3 months would be, I'm sorry, 6 months would be, you said?
$1,500.
Mm-hmm. And then 1 year would be $2,700.
Yep, $2,700 with the complimentary custom website design as well on both of those. So a major website overhaul on both of those packages.
Okay, well, what do most people do? They do a year, or they do 6 months and see how it works?
The most common, so I've been working here 12 years. The first guy I ever signed up is a roofing contractor in DFW, Texas, and his is automatically reoccurring annually. And so he's been that way for the last 12 years, annually. We also have new accounts that come in where, just depending on the financial situation of the business owner at that time, sometimes they're mom and pop businesses, and they start out month to month. So it's really at your own discretion, but if you can afford it, then the advantage of the 12-month prepay is that you save yourself about $3,300 over the course of the year.
And if I do the 6 month, I save?
Over the next 6 months? Yeah, you're going to save yourself about $1,500. I mean, you're cutting your price in half, because you're talking 500 times 6 months is about $3,000. Mm-hmm. If you do the 6 month prepay, it's only 1,500. So
yeah,
you're saving yourself $1,500 over the next 6 months.
So 1 year is 27, and 6 months is 15. So twice is, it's almost like $300 less if I do a full year. And the 6 months is still a good deal. I mean, they're both good deals.
Yeah, I mean, the annual one's saving you not $300, it's saving you $3,300.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because you'd pay $6,000 over the course of 12 months at $500 a month. But they're saying $2,700 if you do the 12-month prepay, and then they'll comp you the custom website design. So that's saving you $3,300 over the course of the year. And you'll still
and
be.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
That's okay. No, I was going to say that would put me with Google Ads and on the first page. And,
exactly.
That's not just
Albuquerque, where they don't even have you showing in Albuquerque right now. That's covering, you know, like I said, you could target a 100-mile radius with that Google Ads campaign. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of ground.
How much?
The more ground you cover, the more opportunities you're going to get each month. It's just more roofs. More moving.
How long can you hold this deal for me?
Well, these are obviously incentivized deals where I'm throwing them at you because we're trying to earn your business, you know. But we're looking to work with you, so I'm trying to cut you a deal to kind of steal you away from Ali Ali, so to speak.
Yeah. If you can send me your email to me, and I'll reach out to Ali Ali and let them know that I haven't seen anything, and since I'm on a month to month basis. I'm going to try someone different because they've had enough time to get me on the first page.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, if you already have your mindset that you're going to place that call and cancel them and replace it with us, why not, let's get started on the campaign. Let's create it and set your client interview, because we have to interview you. And there's a Google verification form for your ad that you got to fill out. And so there's some paperwork and interview that we got to set up. There's work to be done here, and the sooner we get that done, the faster we have it up and running.
How much time do you need? What do you need for me to start?
Well, it really just depends if you want to go 12 months, 6 months, or a year. But once you have that confirmed, and you know, it's only going to take me 2 to 3 minutes. We already have a lot of information from you. We're partnered with Google, so everything that you've submitted online to date. Through those companies and yourself, we already have it here and have access to.
Okay. What time is it? Well, you're 4:30 here. Oh, no, I'm 5.
It's almost 4. We're in California, so it's 3:55. But I have everything pretty much. Like, I have the phone numbers, the email, your first and last. They asked for the street address. We already have that. Already have the domain name. Probably going to have to get you a new domain name for the site, because I think when you cancel Ali Ali, they'll try to keep that, but that's not a problem. We'll include that in the service. So
I've got one on GoDaddy. It's the Joe's Moving. I think it's Joe's Moving NM. .net.
I think that's what you currently have. So you own that domain?
It's not. I have a. It's actually the one I have is .com. .net is the one that they created. But I have .com.
You have the .com one.
My business. I have it, and it's on Daddy.com or GoDaddy.com. They were
I have it
from
the domain here. JoesMovingNM.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. It says it's parked for free. So it's not showing that somebody owns it, but there is a little button there that says get this domain. And when you click on it, it is available for purchase. It's saying it's $119.99. So it's like $120.
I'll buy it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, we'll get it for you. That's not a problem. That's what I was saying. That's something we'll do as a part of our services. Because we're partnered with Google, we can actually get a lot better deal than what they're advertising there. You know, we can call them and let them know we're using it for your business. Your business is literally named Joe's Moving, so it's who else can buy that?
My business card that just got printed out because I thought I was going to get that website. Joe's Moving. Oh, no. It's Joe's Moving Inc. NM.com.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's why the NM one was showing as it's available. Okay, so Joe's Moving Inc. NM.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. I have your .net. Okay, yeah, and then this one is owned by a company called Townsquare Interactive. It's an SEO service. That's who you were using previously?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, they own it, and it says the website is no longer available.
So which one do they own?
The Joe's Moving Inc. NM.com.
They own it, huh?
Yeah, it says this Townsquare Interactive website is no longer available. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact our support team. And it has their email there. So Townsquare owned that domain. I'm thinking Ollie's going to own this Joe's Moving NM.net, but it looks like Joe's Moving NM.com is available through GoDaddy. And so we could definitely use that. And that one's actually more fitted and more suited to your business.
I just had 1,000 cards printed out with the
That's okay, Andrew, because if somebody looks up Joe's Moving, they'll still see the new website there. It'll just look like you got a new website. You know? They'll still have your phone number and everything there if they look it up, and your phone number still works if they want to call you. So it's not a complete loss.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to save $500 a month, so...
Yeah, if you're on the first page of Google, then they won't need those business cards anyway. They could just pull out their phone and look up Moving Company. So if Ollie was doing their job, you wouldn't have needed to print those business cards.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so... I've got to run out. I was supposed to buy a truck today, and I was supposed to run out here when I got home.
Let me know which one you want to do, and then I can go ahead and create it. I have all the information here, and I'll get that domain for you, and we'll interview you tomorrow at a set time. That way you could still go get that truck.
Let's do the new one. Let's do the year.
You want to do the year for 27?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your last name? I had the email address as, is it Elgawaby?
Elgawaby. Elgawaby.
Okay. That's what I saw here is the business email, but I just wanted to make sure I was seeing that right, or maybe there wasn't like a middle initial in there.
Do you have to offer the social media and stuff like that, or is that a different?
Yeah, we do. It would be a different package than just the Google and the Google Ads campaign. I can I could see what I could do about Facebook advertising if you want to add that.
Basic advertising?
No. I was saying Facebook.
Because I don't really use my Facebook page. I mean, I have it, but I've made
it. It does work for moving companies. So people do use Facebook for moving companies. It's not like they're looking for a pizza parlor or something. I mean, sometimes people go there.
Well, what would the difference be on that?
Okay, give me 1 second here. I got to go to the packaging again. We have Premier. This one's with Google Ads. 12 months with Google Ads. Okay. They say you want to allot $900 into Facebook ads for the year package. So, you know, you're talking now $3,600 with the Facebook ads for the year. That's still not bad. I mean, if you break it down over the course of the year, that's $200 a month.
Yeah.
For all of those things. You're getting Google ads, local SEO with Google Places placement, and Facebook advertising. For an entire 12 months. Yeah, and that's under contract with us as a Google partner, too, when you do those prepays. So you got the receipts and paperwork to lock you in there.
So that's 27 plus 9, that would have been used to 36?
Yeah, it'll be 36 with the Facebook advertising. So that's up to you. If you want to add the Facebook advertising later, we could always do that too. You know, we could start out with just Google Ads and the local services. And then if you want to upgrade to social media and Facebook ads, you know, it's, I can still give you the same deal. You can just prorate it at $900 for the year.
Because these guys are telling me that they're doing Facebook, they're doing social media, and they're doing Facebook. I thought they were doing that.
You have a Facebook page. There's no Facebook ads active right now. There is a Facebook page, though.
How much would it be for 6 months for the social media? Half the price?
Yeah, I can cut it in half. So, I mean, if you want to do 6 months of Facebook, but 12 months annually, you're looking at $2,700 plus the $450 difference. You could do it for $3,150.
Yeah.
Or if you want to do just a 6 month prepay for all of it, it's if you do a six months of Google Ads, Google Local, and Facebook, it'd be $1,950.
What?
Instead of $3,600 for the year.
I think that the year is a better deal, but I think I'll be able to, I can probably find out a lot more in 6 months. I think I should find out by 6 months. If it's good at 6 months, then I can probably renew.
Oh, it's good. We've been around for a long time. Like I said, 20-year track record here, and we're a premier Google partner. So it doesn't get any higher than that. You wouldn't be able to find a better company than that. You call Google, they'll tell you the same thing. So which one did you want to do? You want to do 12 months or 6 months?
Well, I'm starting to think. I mean, a year is a great deal, but if I have a good experience with you guys, because I've been eGumble, that was the name of the company.
Here's the thing. So this is not just local SEO. Every company that you've listed off to me is a local SEO company. They're not running Google Ads for you as a premier Google partner. So you're getting a whole different type of Google advertising here. This money is going directly to Google, Joe. The reason that you haven't had success with those other companies is because they're independent companies that aren't partnered with Google, and they're pocketing that money for themselves as an agency. And then they're trying to do some fancy programming and submissions to get you some calls and some traffic so you stick with them. When you're running a Google ad, that money is going directly into Google for the ad. So they're actually receiving compensation from your business in order to recommend your business locally. So that's why I'm telling you it's a completely different service. You're going to love it. It's not like a, you know, I might get it, I might not get it. This should be your last stop. I mean, this is as close as you're going to get to working with Google directly. Even if you call Google, they'll refer you to a premier Google partner like us.
Okay.
Yeah. So you should rest assured that, that's the case. But it's more, you know, what is your game plan? You know, are you planning for the next 12 months? Do you want to be, you know, covering this entire service area? Do you want to do 6 months? And then we could always, we could upgrade you before the 7 months start to do another 6 months prepay if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. You want to do this 6 months with the Google ad, or do you want, or with the Facebook ad as well?
Let's just try it with the Google ad right now. Let's just try it a little bit.
You just want to go 1500 for 6 months?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Okay.
If you can get me the website and that domain.
Yeah, then, the website and domain are included as a courtesy, so that's complimentary.
Okay.
We're including that for you, no extra charge.
And tomorrow I'll be probably available, probably around maybe 1 o'clock or so. That'd be 12 o'clock your time, right after lunch maybe.
Okay. 12 to 1 is when they take their lunch. We have a 2 to 3, or we have a 1 to 2, and then we have 11 to 12, either one of those. But 12 to 1.
I have a closing between 10 to 11, which will be 10 o'clock your time, I think. So
you're on Pacific Standard, right?
Mountain.
Oh, you're 1 hour ahead. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have a 11 to 12, which is 12 to 1 your time, actually. I do have that.
Let's try that.
You want to go 11 to 12 Pacific, 12 to 1 Mountain tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but I do got to secure your first month's payment of the $1,500. How did you want to do that?
How much is it?
It'd be $1,500 for the 6 month prepay, or $2,700 for the year.
You need it right now?
Yeah, I have to secure that spot, and then you're gonna need to cancel with Ollie Ollie when we're done here.
How much time do I have to cancel with those guys?
I mean, as much time as you need. We're not gonna deny you your service. We just don't want them in there touching anything once we start working on your Google Business profile. Either way, we're going to kick them out of the Google Business profile once we access it, but it's just I don't want them to be able to get back into it or to be touching it, messing with it in any kind of way. Maybe they're mad you left them and canceled, so now they're trying to do something malicious. I know they'll probably take your website down. So it's just to kind of cover both ends, and there's really no reason to pay for it anymore. I mean, you gave them 3 months to do anything.
So what I'm trying to get to is I don't remember when I renew. You know, I don't want them. I go with you, and then all of a sudden
even
they go
more of a reason to, once we get off the line, call them up and cancel it. And you could also go to your bank and verify it that way too, and tell them, hey, there's no more transactions from these guys.
I need to look at my bank right now. I check quick and see when they pulled out the $500, and that'll make me understand the date. One second, hold on. Okay, let's see, last time they snagged some money out, what date was that?
Should be able to look up Ollie Ollie. They spell it A-L-L-Y, or O-L-L-Y-O-L-L-Y. I had looked them up here while we were on the phone.
I just got to look up $500. That's usually what they pulled out. They didn't even list it before. The money out. It was like,
they should be giving you receipts, and it should be documented because it's a business expense. So you're supposed to be able to just write it off at the end of the year with that receipt.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. October 25th. Okay, so.
Yeah, you got 7 days.
I have 7 days to camp.
Yep, next Monday. So you got a whole week. Okay. And I'll remind you, too. We got a client interview tomorrow, so.
If I do the $1,500 today, I have a week to cancel those guys before they can take out another $500.
Yeah, you just want to make sure you stop them before they charge you again. You shouldn't be getting any more charges from that company. There's not going to be anything that they're able to do for you after today.
Okay.
Okay. And then I have your client interview scheduled for tomorrow between 12 and 1 Mountain Standard.
All right.
All right. And then your billing address, is that the same as the street address that was PIN verified by Google at 1204?
I'm going through a transfer right now, but according to them, the 1204 bridge is still where I'm at.
Okay. Now, when you say you're going through a transfer, is that relative to the business as well, or is that just your personal address?
No, yeah, it's just my different address that I have.
Okay.
I have two offices. I've had 1204 Bridge Boulevard Southwest for the last 30 years.
Yeah, keep that one, because that's what Google recognizes. If we change something there, you run the risk of them suspending your listings, and we don't ever want that to happen when you have 283 Google reviews on there. I mean, you're risking your whole reputation there if they suspend that listing or shut it down. So we should leave it.
Let's say I'm going to transfer, because I had an issue with my father when I was running the company. Let me take you off speaker so I don't have any kickback here.
You're right.
So my father and I have had a few, and he had the and I... And the license was under his name. He planned on giving me the company after working with the company for so long, and so changing heart at the end because he's trying to like from separation with my family. Anyway, I ended up winning the company. I had the company, but I came from Joe's Moving Inc. The moving company. I already have it established. I just have to. I'm applying for my license. But it's
not
still
going to
be Joe's.
Not a problem. So like I told you, my name's John. I'm the director. I'm going to send you a share with my direct number and extension. But also we have a guy in-house. His name's Abraham. And he's going to actually doing your client interview with you. And then he actually has the Google certification. So he's there. And we'll make sure that nothing gets lost in translation, okay? So any discrepancies, anything like that, from here on out, we'll make sure we get those resolved. Because, I mean, you've been doing Google advertising. I mean, not Google advertising, but Google business profile for a long time. And we don't want to lose anything that has to do with that reputation just on a technicality. You know, you've worked so hard to get it to this point.
If I change the address, if I change my address from Albuquerque to Rio Rancho, would that get me suspended from Google?
No, but we would need to update it. So if it's not updated on our end and you change it, then there's a problem, right? So you just have to communicate that at that time so we can make sure the listings are up to date and accurate.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't updated it yet because it hasn't happened yet. I'm applying for the license. Still, I have the Joe Giving Inc. one. All that stuff is at 1204 Bridge. But once I get the new license, I'm going to change the address, and I'll make sure I update that. That way you can update all the websites and everything legitimate that way.
Exactly. Yeah, everything has to match up because there's AI reading it. So, there's people reading it to a degree, but most of it on the back end is AI. So all your online listings have to match up. But if you go to your text, I sent you my direct number and extension. And then, like I said, Abraham's also there, too. We also have 24/7 customer service. So whichever way you're most comfortable, you just let us know. You know, we'll make sure that you get taken care of. Nothing happens to the listing. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. Right. Okay, then let's see.
Credit I'm
card,
ready for
credit
you.
Card?
Yeah, I'm ready for
five,
you.
It's a MasterCard. 5348.
Okay. 5348.
7700.
7700.
0049.
0049.
1041.
You said 1041?
Yeah, 1041.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0129.
0129, and then 3-digit code on the back.
782.
782. All right. Let me go ahead and process this. When I process the payment, you're going to get everything in writing here as a form of a receipt.
Okay.
It's going to come across with as a text message and an email from our company. There's also going to be a Google verification form. I'll need you to fill that out just because we're doing ads for you. So it's not just a local listing here. Okay.
Sure.
Pretty easy form. If you're having any trouble with it, though, just call in. We'll walk you through it. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
And then you want your hours and everything the same?
Yeah,
Andrew?
I figured 7 to 7.
Yeah, that's good. Those are great hours, actually. The angel number 7 is good sign.
Yeah.
And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No checks, just cash.
No checks. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay. All right, let's try to get this domain for you now. All right, we got it.
And so, is that one going to be mine? Or is that going to be yours?
The domain. I mean, they're offering it for $99. So to us, it's offered as $120 online. So we're going to pay the $99 and get it. And you're covered for 6 months. But if you ever leave us and you want to keep it, it's just that charge of $99. We'll give it to you for what we got it for. I don't think you're going to want to leave us, but just full transparency there.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm going to send that to you in writing, too, with this receipt. So it'll have it all documented in there. If you want to keep that domain, you just give us the $99 that we paid for it, and it's yours.
Okay. That's the joesmovingnm.com.
Yep, joesmovingnm.com.
Perfect.
Right, and it looks like the payment is in processing. So the way we'll know that cleared is you'll start receiving some text messages here.
Okay, great.
All right. Oh, there was an error. Issuer generated error.
Hold on, I just got something.
And it's probably your bank right there.
Did you authorize this activity?
Yeah, you got to authorize it.
Fraud here.
Well, we're in California and you're in New Mexico, so that's kind of, do that. I have to reprocess it. So as long as you authorize it, then I can try to reprocess.
Yep, go ahead and try it again.
Okay. Okay, looks like it's clearing now. I'm just going to hang on the line with you and make sure you get everything in writing here. And then try to get Ollie out of your hair as soon as possible. Don't keep putting it off and have them charge you on Monday, because that's going to be headache.
That happened to me with Town Square. They told me I had 5 days or 4 days, and I waited 3 days, and they charged me. And I said, well, I asked them, I said, I thought you guys told me that I had five, and they said, well, what did they get? I think they said they didn't count anything, and they said for another month. So they sort of made up for it, but I didn't want to go through that whole thing again.
Yeah, that's kind of unprofessional.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound very accommodating to people.
Well, I mean, they made up for it, but it was still, you know, I had to still pay, and I mean, now that I looked at my bank account, I'm going to do it. Probably end up doing it tomorrow morning, because I don't have any jobs tomorrow, which is good for me because I'm trying to get this truck. I bought one truck last month, and I did really well this last couple months. I made pretty good money, so I'm gonna see if I can buy another truck, and then I got five other trucks that are a little older that I'm gonna try to sell and have a little surplus in the bank.
Yeah. How many guys do you have working for you?
You know, I used to have like 14 guys working for me. I had 6 trucks. But, you know, since COVID and everything, people didn't want to work. So I had to bring it down a little bit. So I've got 4 guys that work with me. I do a lot of it myself. I have another guy that works with me, and then I have another guy that's been with me for about 20 years, and he's the other foreman, and I have another guy that works with him. So we got about 4 guys that run.
Have you done any kind of background check on these guys, though? Like, they're good people?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to do background checks on these guys, for sure.
Well,
the reason I ask is
because Google has this program called Google Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
And Google Guaranteed is... you know, it's as high as you can get. It's a pay-per-lead service. So they're basically pre-screening and vetting these homeowners and just getting an idea of the job, and then they connect you with them on the line. So it's like a direct live referral, and they only charge you the lead fee if you agree to go out and meet with them or set that appointment. So, you know, you're only eligible for that, though, if all the guys that work for you can also pass the background screening, right? Because you're dealing with people's personal items.
Am I doing Google Ad or doing Google Verify or Google Guarantee?
Right now you're doing Google, there's Google Places and Google Ads. That's what you have right now. So you'll be one of the guys next to the map, and then you'll also be a guy in the sponsored section. But Google Guaranteed, they show up at the very tip top, and they give those homeowners a $2,000 insurance from Google for the lifetime of the work to kind of incentivize them. So that's something that we could grow you into. It's a lot easier to pass the background check. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. So if I background, if I do background checks. I've got a background check I have to do every time I have a driver come in or whatever. They give me their name. I background them. And once I have that, do I have to send them a record or how does that work?
No, they have their own pre-screening. So, you know, they'll call you. They'll go over each guy. You can just, you know, give them the first, last. They don't need to get like... Yeah, they'll look them up. They're going to do it on you too. So it's almost, you know, they're vouching your credibility to these homeowners that, hey, you know, this is foolproof, you know, and we'll even give them $2,000 insurance if something happens where it's not foolproof. So they're triple covering the homeowner and their personal belongings, to go with you. And that's kind of an incentive for those guys. You know, outside of just your own insurance and everything, you know, just there's been guys out there that put fake things online and then they run off with a truck full of stuff and the people have no way of tracking them down. They just delete everything, you know. So this is a good way of separating those and making sure that those nightmares never happen. So. I'll put you in the queue for that. Abraham will discuss that with you. Right now, I feel like we should be fine for the next 6 months. I don't think you'll need it. It's just more of a want thing for your business. Or if you're saying, hey, I might want to get these guys extra busy, then that's definitely something we could talk about, you know, if you want even more traffic than what it's generating for you.
Okay. Yeah, let's see how this goes. And if I can get on the first page, I'm sure I'll see an improvement.
You guys are really
slashing my price in half with Ali, because I don't see anything that really, I don't see what's going on.
And that's because you prepaid, right? So it's set up to automatically start processing, though, at the end of this 6 months. So on May 18th, it's going to auto-process at the original rate, $499, unless you call me before May 18th and do another 6 months or a year.
Okay. Will you send me a reminder, or should I just put that in my notes?
Well, they don't send you a reminder. You should put that in your notes, but it is in your service agreement. So if you go to your text messages, you have it there in writing. It's all documented.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So May 18th is when I have to call back?
Correct. Before that date to do another prepay. Otherwise, you end up on the month-to-month pricing structure, which will be the same as what you were paying with Ali Ali. So the reason you're really getting the deal is because you're prepaying it.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the smartest way to do it anyway. Then you don't have to worry about a monthly bill popping up on you, and then you'll be able to evaluate it for a full 6 months. So you'll have all your answers there and what your return on investment is for that
$1,500. Got it.
Yep. Shouldn't be hard to show you good ROI over 6 months at only $1,500. That's like one good job, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. That concludes our initial setup process. You should have everything in writing there as well as the Google verification form. So if you could try to work on that, and then I have an appointment set for tomorrow between 12 and 1. And then you're going to meet Abraham at that time. And then you also have my direct number and extension moving forward. So if you need anything.
How much time will I meet with Abraham? Do I have to be in front of a computer?
You don't need to be in front of a computer. He's going to ask you mostly general knowledge information about your business. It won't be anything that you don't know already off the top of your head. But it's usually about 30 minutes. He may ask some extra questions, so it could go longer. I would say maybe prepare for like that whole hour just in case. Okay?
Okay.
All right, but I've already sent him your file and everything, so these guys are already getting to work on everything, and then Like I said, if you need anything, you could call me direct or Abraham, and we also have 24/7 customer service.
Okay, great.
All right. I'm going to text you an hour before the interview, too, okay, so you don't forget.
Perfect.
All right. Give Ollie a call so we can get them out of your hair, and looking forward to getting this all set up for you, okay?
Okay, so it's John, right?
John, yeah, I'm the director here. I'm going to be checking in with you from time to time just so that we're making sure nothing's getting lost. You know, we need your business to be successful if we want to get paid again in 6 months. So, you know, I'll be checking in on you here just to make sure we're, you know, on the right track.
Okay.
All
right.
All right. Well, you have a...
appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem, Andrew. Okay. You have a great evening. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.